Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I am so glad that you can listen today. Well, it's fall, it's football season, and that means it's marching season for our local high school marching bands. Last week's guests were Bobby Lambert, director of the Wando High School Marching Band, and Michael Gray, the visual director for Wando. They talked about today's Low Country Invitational Marching Festival. It's starting soon at 1 o'clock today. It's going to be at the Wando High School Football Stadium in Mount Pleasant on Mathis Ferry Road. There are 15 marching bands competing from all over the Lowcountry and beyond. Tickets are only $8, and there are lots of great concessions from local restaurants at very reasonable prices. For more information, visit wandobands.org, or better yet, you need to come on over to Mount Pleasant to the old Wando High School Stadium on Mathis Ferry Road. There is free parking and shuttle service, so it's an event for all ages. And Wando did ask me to shout out a special thank you to their many sponsors, especially the town of Mount Pleasant and the Hampton Inn & Suites at the Isle of Palms Connector, for working with them to get rooms for the judges. This time of year is a little challenging because we have so many great events going on. Again, today's Low Country Invitational Marching Festival, truly like watching 15 mini Broadway shows. Now, speaking of Broadway shows, if you've been on a cruise lately, you may notice that some of the entertainment is really quite spectacular. It's really like a Broadway show. Now, if you're thinking of going on a cruise over the holidays, maybe to spend time with family and friends, then you definitely need to stay tuned today, as our guest is Bernadette Brogan, a vacation specialist with Cruise One. She'll be talking about the best way to cruise this holiday season, especially if you have family. And she has a great giveaway for the fifth caller, so stay tuned. Now for some upcoming events, one of our presenting sponsors for Let's Talk Boomers is All Care Living Services, and they're a sponsor of a great event tomorrow to benefit children in crisis in the Dorchester Children's Center. It's a scrumptious Somerville kitchen tour again tomorrow, which is Sunday, October 4th, from 1 to 5 p.m. It all begins at Guilford Gates in Somerville with tours of beautiful homes, including getting some creative ideas from local designers and florists. There's food by Lowcountry chefs and live music by local musicians, including school choirs. Tickets are on sale. They're only $50. Just visit scrumptioussomerville.com. Now, if you like Greek food, it's not too late to check out the Greek Fall Festival. It's today, it's tomorrow, at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church downtown. There are Greek wine tastings, dancing, and live music. Admission is free for all active military, and there's free parking and shuttles. Now, many of our events involve, yes, volunteers, but also members of our local police force. Now, here's a way to show our very valued police officers our great appreciation. It's the very first annual Police Officer Appreciation Day, Friday, October 16th, beginning at noon at the Omar Shrine Temple in Mount Pleasant. Because it is a free meal drop-in for our police officers in the Tri-County area, some community help is greatly appreciated. You can help serve food or provide cash and gift card donations. Just contact the Omar Shrine Temple, and that number at the Omar Shrine Temple is 843-971-0131. Now here's another event, the Kiowa Cup Beach Polo Invitational to benefit the Kiowa Cares Foundation, which supports our local communities in schools and especially our Sea Island Title I schools. This very fun polo invitational takes place next Sunday, October 11th, at the Sandcastle Community Center and Beach on Kiowa Island. Now, we're going to learn more about this event with today's guest, Bernadette Brogan, with Cruise One, who is volunteering for this very special event. And as I mentioned at the beginning of today's show, Bernadette is a full-time vacation specialist, again with Cruise One, so she knows all about getting the best deals for those holiday cruises. We'll even talk about something I just heard about, a Journey to Cuba excursion. Sounds very interesting. And she has a great giveaway for the fifth caller, so stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back again. This is Rebecca M. Holtz, and this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm so glad that you can listen today. Well, as we talked before the break, if you thought about taking a cruise, especially this holiday season, which is a wonderful time to be together with family and friends, and a cruise is a great way to do that, we have with us today Bernadette Brogan. She is a vacation specialist with Cruise One. So glad to have you with us today, Bernadette.
Thanks for having me on your show, Rebecca.
Well, Bernadette, you've been with us before, and we certainly learned a lot about, the best way to take cruises, what to look for in terms of the deals out there, and just some details to think about. And in particular, if you want to go on a family cruise, which, let's face it, boomers, a lot of us are thinking about doing that, spending some time with our families and our children and our grandchildren. But let's go back and talk a little bit about Cruise One and why should we work with a vacation specialist such as you?
Well, what I do all day is travel. And so I think the thing that most people don't have enough of is time.
That is so very true. We were talking about that before the show. We're all looking at our phones and counting down to the seconds where we have to be at the next event or whatever activity that is going on in our lives, and being on a cruise ship, that kind of slows you down, doesn't it? Maybe.
Well, maybe. You know, you can be as lazy as you want on a ship, or yes, you can get involved in every single activity. But the nice thing is it does let you disconnect from that wired world we have, and then to really connect with your family and to have some good quality time with your, you know, your closest family, your friends, without having to really be on a schedule if you don't want to be on a schedule.
Mm-hmm. And now here we are. It's October. I can't believe it. So is it too early to think about a holiday cruise? Is it too late?
Well, this is a good time to look at cruising in general. This month is kind of the cruise month. So there's a lot of the cruise lines have sales, and they call it wave season. So there's still some really good deals for holiday travel. They want to get those ships filled. Mm-hmm. And then especially if you want to plan something further out, it's also a great time to start to look at that.
Okay, so the wave season. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening out there, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. I am with Bernadette Brogan. She's a vacation specialist with Cruise One. We're talking about cruises, but Bernadette, you specialize in really all types of vacations, don't you?
Yep, I do land trips. I do Disney. I do Universal. So I do kind of those local trips. I also plan some pretty complicated itineraries for international travel.
Oh, my, how fun. Mm-hmm. So are you always packed and ready to go?
Yes, if I could ever go, and I would.
So I imagine when you're coordinating a large group of people, you really need someone like you to be able to do all that, don't you?
Right. Well, and the benefit with using me for a group, for example, is I'm going to be the one worrying about the details. All too often, somebody that's coordinating perhaps a family reunion, there usually is one person.
And really? There is always that one person, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm that one person.
Yeah. And so when you use a travel agent or you use somebody like me to do that for you, I'm going to be the one worrying about the details with the cruise line, the resort. I prepare a lot of materials that you can get out to your family with the prices and information. And rather than them calling you, they can actually call me.
How very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, now let's talk about cruises out of the Charleston area. How exciting that we have a line here now. So what are some of the cruise offerings out of Charleston?
Well, Carnival is the one line that's in here.
Okay.
And so primarily they do Bahama cruises. So shorter cruises.
How many days usually?
Usually 3 to 5 days.
Okay. Well, that's about right, particularly if you haven't been on a cruise before, isn't it?
Right. That's a good time frame to kind of see, well, do I like this or don't like it? It's short enough, but it's long enough that you feel that you went away. They'll also have next year one of their large ships actually coming here to do 4 different trips, and one of them is actually a 10-day trip.
Oh, my goodness. Now, mm-hmm. Where's that going?
Oh, it's going to San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's going to Grand Turk. It's going to do some of those southern Caribbean islands, and that will be taking place, I believe, the end of May. And then they'll also have that ship in to do a couple of other trips, some to the Bahamas and then another one to the Caribbean.
Now, is it too early to book for that new larger ship?
No, not at all. I mean, we're already booking for that. And it's a good time to kind of look and see what deals might be out there because, you know, it's still far enough out.
Okay. Now, when you are booking for a cruise and when it's a lot of folks, you tend to book, you know, more in advance because you're trying to coordinate everybody's schedules. What happens if you can't go? Should we get cruise insurance?
I always recommend trip insurance, travel insurance. You can buy that through the cruise line. You can get that through our company offers a plan. You can get that completely on your own. It you know, if something were to happen and you couldn't actually sail and you had already made your final payment, then there aren't a lot of options if you don't have insurance.
Okay.
There's penalties, and they keep a good portion of what you've already put in.
Ooh, yikes. Mm-hmm. So definitely let's think about that, getting the insurance. Now, again, I'm focusing on the families today because we're coming up on the holiday season. Lots of folks are thinking about want to do a cruise with my whole family and enjoy everybody. Don't have to cook. Don't have to clean. Best part as far as I'm concerned. So being that there are so many different age groups, what is on board activity-wise for the different age groups? Plus, what about the medical facilities? Is there someone out there who maybe shouldn't be on that cruise due to medical condition? Does that ever happen?
Well, it actually does. If women are pregnant, they will not let them sail if they're going to be 24 weeks or more.
Okay, so not the very beginning, not if they get pregnant on the cruise, but,
right.
But further along, they need to stay on land. Okay.
Yep, and that's there are medical facilities, and there's a doctor and a nurse. Depending on the size ship, there's actually sometimes more than one doctor and more than one nurse.
Okay.
And there are certain times that you can visit the medical facility there, but they're definitely not able to handle, you know, delivering a baby, for example.
Well,
isn't something that's usually what they're dealing more with, you know, the scrapes and the bumps that somebody might get, or if somebody twists an ankle or those types of things. I mean, they're medical doctors and they do provide that care. So they are there and they're available. But you obviously hope that you don't have to visit the medical facility.
That's right. Definitely. So let's talk about the activities for all the different ages. What are some of those?
Well, there's kids camp, and depending on the age of the child, and it also is dependent on the cruise line. So they'll have something to do. Toddlers will have something to do. You drop them off, and they have people that's what they, you know, counselors, and they're trained. They're typically education degrees, you know, so they're used to working with kids. As the kids get older, there's things for teenagers and even older teens.
Okay. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I am with Bernadette Brogan. She is a vacation specialist with Cruise One, and I want to give out her website. She doesn't just plan cruises. She does lots of land vacations, and her website is plantravelnow.com. I love that. plantravelnow.com. And here is her email. It's bbrogan, and that's B-R-O-G-A-N at cruiseone.com. Now, Bernadette, I've heard about a Journey to Cuba trip. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, Carnival is actually starting another cruise line. It's called Fathom.
Fathom.
And what they're going to do is provide 7-day journeys to either Cuba or the Dominican Republic. And you're going to hear a lot more about it's called social impact travel. And what that means is when you go on vacation, you're going to have some downtime if you decide to take this journey to Cuba, for example. But when you get to Cuba, you're going to actually go out and you're going to do something in the community.
Oh, how wonderful.
So you're going to be able to give back, and it's great for church groups. It's great for school groups. It's great for people that perhaps are kind of tired of doing the same thing, that maybe feel, well, I'm pretty fortunate to have what I have, and I would love to be able to make an impact while I'm on a trip. And you'll still have a chance to enjoy the ship and, you know, the amenities that are on board. But, you know, as you head down to that location, whether it is the Dominican Republic or whether it is Cuba, you actually get kind of a short lesson. This is what we're going to do when we get there. This is what is going to, you know, we're going to put you in a group depending on what your interests might be. And so it's a wonderful way. It's something that I think you're going to see catch on. Carnival is the first line that's going to be allowed to do this.
Oh, that is really fascinating. And you may have already said it, but when's the time frame again for this?
The Cuba will start in May of next year.
Okay.
Dominican Republic a little bit earlier.
Okay. So, and if someone wants to learn more about that, they can contact you.
Absolutely.
Okay. And once again, here is Bernadette's email. It's bbrogan, B-R-O-G-A-N, at cruiseone.com. Now, Bernadette, you're very busy with Cruise One, doing the planning for cruises, also the vacations on land for your clients. But you're also involved in a very important event that's taking place next Sunday. Is that right? That I talked a little bit about. It's a polo event. Am I correct on that?
You are correct. It's called the Kiowa Cup.
The Kiowa Cup. Okay.
And it's polo on the beach.
Polo on the beach. Is that the first time we've had one in the area?
No, they did it a while back. I forget how many years ago, but they did it probably in 2007, 2008.
Okay.
Decided to try it again, but I volunteer for an organization called Kiowa Cares. And so all the proceeds, they're a nonprofit organization. They help the Sea Islands. So that means Wadmalaw Island, John's Island, James Island. So what they're going to do is with the polo match, all the proceeds will go to all the local schools on John's Island. And actually benefit those students that go there through all the different programs.
Okay, so Kiowa Cares is a nonprofit, and you do have different organizations that you help out for this particular event. Mm-hmm. It is the communities and schools focused on those Title I schools on the Sea Islands.
That's correct.
Okay, and it looks like a really nice event. I see here a VIP Pony Club cocktail hour. Okay, and that starts about noontime and then followed by the actual invitational itself.
That's correct.
And then a fun social time from 4 to 6 p.m. So how can somebody, is it too late to do a sponsorship at this time in October?
Well, I think that certain things have already been sponsored, but I don't think, you know, if there is an organization out there that would be interested, I think that they would love to talk to them. And maybe if this year doesn't work, they would, you know, they're hoping to make this a yearly event.
So what's the website that one would go to find out more about it or to purchase tickets?
What they can do is actually go to Kiowa Cares, and that's with an S on the end. And then if you get to that website page, you'll actually see a polo link.
Okay, so that's Kiowa Cares, and that's K-I-A-W-A-H, Cares, so Kiowa Cares. And again, that event is next Sunday, October the 11th. It's a beach polo invitational. That sounds like so much fun. I wish you great success with that.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate your time doing that, as I know you're very busy. So you've been very kind. You've once again offered a nice giveaway for our listeners out there, and I'm going to let you tell our listeners about that.
Okay. For the fifth caller.
Fifth caller, okay.
We have a $25 Visa gift card.
Great. Everybody can always use a Visa gift card. Awesome.
And then if whoever wins that is interested in possibly booking a vacation, I'll provide an additional listener discount.
Oh, yay. So out there, listeners, listen up. You need to call this number and get that $25 Visa gift card. Talk to Bernadette about an upcoming vacation. We all need a vacation. I don't ever think I realize how much I need one until I've had one. And then I go, oh, yeah, that was a really good idea. I need to do that more often. So here's the number that you need to call. Be that fifth caller. Get that Visa gift card. And go ahead. Call Bernadette anyway, whether or not you're the fifth caller. Give her a call at Cruise One. Let her talk to you about the great cruise options out there, particularly for the holidays. Or if you'd rather stay on land, she can hook you up with a wonderful vacation on land as well. So here is, once again, Bernadette's website, plantravelnow.com. So plantravelnow.com. Her email is bbrogan@cruiseone.com. And here's the number that you need to call to be that fifth caller. And it is 843-693-0537. 843-693-0537. Thank you so much, Bernadette, for being on Let's Talk Boomers.
Thanks again. I enjoyed it.
All right. I did too. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
I'm with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Let's talk about your retirement planning seminars. What are they?
Well, those are something that we've offered to the general public through our radio programs, Money Matters and Retire Right, and we've sent out mail to the community here over the years. I think we've been offering those dinner seminars at different restaurants across town now for about 7 years, 7 or 8 years, and we've had tremendous response and attendance. Most recently, right now, we opened up Ruth Chris was our most recent offering. And we filled that restaurant up 3 nights in a row. I think everybody wanted to check out the new restaurant, and certainly it was a very nice venue. And they have tremendous quality audiovisual there. And so the funny thing is when people come to a good restaurant and then they get good information, they're ready to act on it. So they take that information and take advantage of our 3-step review, which is always offered to any of our listeners on Money Matters and Retire Right. And also today on Let's Talk Boomers, anybody that would like to call in and register for an upcoming event, certainly you can do that by calling 735-5065 or visit our website. You can register online for upcoming events. And then there's always an opportunity for any listeners to take advantage of our 3-step review, which looks at, and we break this down in the seminars and workshops. It looks at taxes, income and distribution planning, and also your risk throughout retirement. So that's what we talk about in those workshops. And thanks for asking, Rebecca.
Well, thank you, Rick. And once again, you can listen to Rick right here every Saturday morning with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right on 94.3 WSC, and visit cfpgroup.biz or call 735-5065.
Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.